sounds like Sundays 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown. Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Gesera. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown. There's no Joel this week, he's away, but I'm very pleased to say, Jen, you're joining.
I am, hello.
For the first time.
Yes, it's the first time ever that we've done a double act.
I know, it could all go very wrong, but it probably won't because...
it's all going to go very right.
Collectively, we chose the same album of the week.
We did.
And we even chose the same two tracks.
We did.
We did. That will be coming up shortly. We kicked off, though, with one of your selections.
I thought it only right that as I'm a Jen, I start with another Jen. This is a Jen with a G, though. Jen and the Degenerates. They are a Northwest indie art punk trio. They put out that new track, Favourite Jumper, through Marshall Records this week. and it's a single tackling themes of bisexual identity erasure and the societal pressures on women. They'll be playing in Leeds, 29th of April, Manchester, 2nd of May, and Nottingham, 4th of May, in support of Hyphen on their tour, and I think would be well worth checking out.
I reckon you're right there. It was a good way to start this week's show. So we've got an album of the week from... Well, I didn't say who we've got, did I? Did I say who it was?
No.
No.
It's a mystery.
Let's keep it a secret for now. but there's other albums... Well, there's albums out from Carla Del Forno, Gia Margaret, Frico, Julia Cumming, the singer from Sunflower Bee, solo album from her. Also, Miss Grit had an album out. What have you got that you definitely want to play?
Yeah, I'm good at saying things and then not actually playing
them.
We're
all good at that.
Well, there's new Beck, there's new Beth Orton, a band, that new band, Bleach 93, Dorian Electra, and many other things. I've got a couple of covers for you as well.
Oh, nice. In a few minutes' time, there'll be a track from last week's Album of the Week from Eves Wilder, but before that... Again, the pre-release hat trick, Carla J. Easton is releasing a new album. I think it's next week, might be the week after. I Think That I Might Love You is the name of it. This is the latest single that's called Let's Make Plans for the Weekend.
Hello there, I am Pictish Trail. Yes, Pictish Trail, that's me. Who? Pictish Trail? What? Oh, just forget it, this is The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
talk over this fade out.
Yeah.
Eves Wilder and Rope Burn from last week's album of the week, Little Miss Sunshine. I did check the album chart earlier and it wasn't in the top 100.
Straight in at 101.
Yeah, straight in at 101. Carla Jason before that with Let's Make Plans for the Weekend from an album out in a couple of weeks, and she's playing in Leeds at Hyde Park Book Club on the 26th of May. Me and Joel are coming. You should come too. Everyone. Everyone listening should come.
Everyone.
Yes. And now it's time for this week's Album of the Week.
Yeah, we are now ready to reveal.
We're ready to reveal.
It is Metric.
Did you know that when they released Synthetica in 2012, and it was Album of the Week on The Breakdown, you were on the show?
Was I?
You were.
I don't remember that far back.
I don't. I have the information in the spreadsheet. Good show, though. I do remember it.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember Synthetica. And I kind of lost my way with Metric after that, with the last few.
Haven't kept up with them properly. But yeah, Romanticise the Dive is the 10th studio album from the Canadian band. And yeah, Joel has made sure to inform us that they have had 28 plays before today.
Ooh.
So
that means
they will be hitting the milestone of 30 plays by the end of the show.
They'll be over the moon. So the first track is Anti-Gravity that we are playing. It'll be a second one in the second hour, obviously. And we're going to follow it with something from another album that was out yesterday, also of your choosing, Angelo D'Augustine.
Yes.
You can tell us about that after, though.
Yeah.
Here's Metric.
Oh, Hello, Sheffield. This is Matthias from the Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Who can claim to understand their place within the universe's plan? I tried my best to know. Rose petals at our feet, father's weed, mothers cry themselves to sleep. For the babe in you, the child in me. I just want to lay here with you by my side, take you for another cosmic ride. Even though the empire will dissolve into fire, and the waters of the sea will rise. Will I have the chance to find my way before it's all said and done? Before the race is lost and won? My generation wakes another day until the old guard fades away. When time is on. To say goodbye to all I've ever loved and watch it die. Love is still the answer and it's infinite supply, but wounds can only heal in their own time. I just want to lay here with you by my side, take you for another cosmic ride. Dissolve into fire, and the waters of the sea will rise.
It's always nice to have Sufjan Stevens on The Breakdown.
Yeah, well, that was Angelo De Agostin.
What?
He is a California musician, and he is a collaborator of Sufjan Stevens. So, yeah, he's obviously very close with him. He has, in fact, also had very similar health troubles to Sufjan Stevens. After a still mystery illness in 2021, he had to learn to walk, talk, hear, play, and sing again.
Wow.
Yeah, but yesterday he released his fifth album, Angel in Plain Clothes. Plain Clothes, on Sufjan's label, Asthmatic Kitty, having written, recorded, arranged, produced, and mixed it himself in his home studio. And yeah, it's really pretty. The whole album's lovely, actually. So well recommend giving it a listen. I don't know if I said the track name. I don't think I did. That one was called Cosmic Ride.
It was. And it was Anti-Gravity from Metric's new album, Romanticize the Dive. Before that, it'd be another one in the second hour. Now, we haven't had a new artist yet, have we?
No, none.
I'm going to change that now.
Do it.
With Pouty. Mm. Pouty is the work of Rachel Gagliardi. Used to be a member of the band Slut Ever. We played on the show before. Started that as a project back in 2013 as a duo with Japanese Breakfast Michelle Zauner. But it's now a solo project. And is there an album coming? I think there is. Not sure if there is. It's just a standalone single for now. It's about America's messed up relationship with famous women's bodies. It's called My Own Beauty.
So
Jen, I made a mistake. That's not a new artist.
I'll forgive you.
Thank
because
you.
I enjoyed it so much I added it to my Songs of the Year list.
I saw it happen. That was Pouty and My Own Beauty, a second play on the breakdown for Pouty. But you're going to rectify my error by giving us a new artist now.
I am, yeah. So I have a new artist, and I know the breakdown has a feature called Not a Cover, but this one definitely is. The band Montloser released their debut album Confessional on the 17th of April, so we're a week late. They are described by Front View magazine as a deformed creature born from the depths of a late night Parisian haze, half kamikaze, half blood drunk bat.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, this is a cover. See if you can tell what it is.
Most definitely a cover.
It was.
Yeah.
Time After Time, covered there by Montloser.
Is that all you've got?
That's all I've got.
That's all I need.
That's all I need.
It's Treble Seven time, and I am going to go first, and I'm going to follow your new artist with a new artist at the start of this one, and there'll be one at the end of it, surprisingly, because it's Tricky. I'm surprised, baffled, dumbfounded. Tricky's never been played on the breakdown. Unless the spreadsheet's wrong. Anyway, in the middle of it, Ceremony, who have been played once before, way back in 2012. But first, Media Puzzle, who are a band from Australia, Lismore, Australia, to be precise. They released an album called New Racehorse this week. The first track on it was a single, but only from a couple of weeks ago, so I think Joel would let me get away with it. You will, though, won't you?
Of course.
You don't care for those rules.
I'm a bit more lax than Joel.
On. This is Knowledge by Media Puzzle. Thank you.
mounted stage of training lasts 6 weeks. Kindness and understanding. And then the new horse is ready to feel for the first time a weight across her back. A man on a horse. And a woman on a horse.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Now I'm swimming, I'm moving through water, I'm singing. I sing for my daughter, I grew like a lamb to the slaughter, and I walk through. Now I'm swimming, I'm moving through water, I'm singing. I sing for my daughter, I grew like a lamb to the slaughter, and I walk through.
You know I'm here.
I know what I'll do, it's just me.
treble seven was exactly 7 minutes long, which gives me a great deal of pleasure. kick that off with Media Puzzle, a band from Australia, a track called Knowledge from an album out yesterday. And then a new single from Ceremony, who've been doing that kind of thing for the last 2 decades. They are from California, and that was Other Hells. And that was Tricky. And you also brought that.
Yeah, I did. I really like that a lot. That was called Out of Place. He's announced a new album, Different When It's Silent, that will be released on the 17th of July. And that's the single from it, featuring vocals from his longtime collaborator, Marta. First solo album under his own name in 6 years. And it's preceded by a UK tour that will be calling in at Nottingham on 10th of May and Manchester on 16th of May.
And he's now got his first play in The Breakdown. So, what a year for Tricky.
I know. It can just rest on his laurels after that.
And now, your longest song of the day, I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to exercise my right to play that. So I'm going to play something from Bailey RP. They are a glitchy analog dream pop musician from Colorado. And they released this single, Can We Just Forget, on 17th of April. They wrote the song when they'd been sober and going to NA meetings for a couple of months. And they say a lot's changed since then, but they still have so much love for everybody who helped them when they were going through the worst parts of it.
Oh, so hard to piece it in the dark. Give me a light. I think I ripped everything apart. Baby, it's when I'm not meant to push it this far. Said everything that I wanted to say. Did I push it too far away? You know I try. Try, it's so hard. You know I try.
That was Bailey RP with Can We Just Forget? And I
enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, that one's gone on my own top songs of the year list already.
It's getting filled up today. Now, someone I thought was a new artist, but isn't, played them back in 2020. Space Moth has been recommended to us by a friend of the show, Jeremy. Actually recommended a few tracks this week, and you could do that too. You know, get in touch and recommend something that we should be playing. We'll ignore it if it's rubbish, but if it's good, we will definitely play it. And this is. So this is from an album coming out on the 26th of June called Inward Eye. As I said, the band is Space Moth. It is the project of, I had the name a minute ago, Mariam Kudus, who's from Oakland, worked with Toro Imwa and Spelling in the past. And this single is called Do We Exist? And your challenge is to follow this with something appropriate.
Thank you. Hello, this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Was that?
That was Aloia, and that was a track called Sela. I was really surprised to find that she's a new artist for The Breakdown, as I've been keeping tabs on her since about 2021, when I stumbled across a live performance video of hers on YouTube. It was the Aloia and Moses Boyd collaboration of The Code, which is something that I really recommend that you look for, because it's just a mind-blowing live performance. She is a London-based Ethiopian-Egyptian artist, curator and model, and she released that new single, Sela, this week. Her forthcoming album, Zero, is her debut and will release on the 26th of June.
I enjoy that a lot. Now, another new artist for the show, but the singer of this band we have played before. Both Hands are a new duo from Edinburgh, synth-pop duo, comprising of Hayley Beavis, we've played, and Brian Pecoro, which is a great name. This is the debut single from them, and they're putting out an album that's called Be Like a Mountain in a Moonlit Way, which I think is a recommendation we can all get behind. This is Sea Spray.
Faded moon like a half-peeled sticker, been hanging on for days. Video wall advertising aftershave. Man in slow-mo running through seas. to consume us, and you will come alive like a light switched on behind the eyes. Just like that, it's never too much. It's never too much. Feeling the chances that you once had, even then collapse, knowing your heart will one day be dust, and it's never coming back. Just like that. Just like that. But we have still got time, if time is what it takes to disrupt this line and pull it into a new shape. And I will come alive like a light switched on behind the eyes. Just like that, it's never too much. It's never too
that. That is Sea Spray from Both Hands. I'm sure there'll be more from them on the breakdown before the album comes out, because it's not out until September the 18th. I'm going to say it again. Be like the moonlight. No, be like the mountain in a moonlit way. There we go. One more to fit in before we get to 4 o'clock, and it's a little one of yours.
Yeah, a little tiddler from me. Hills are an anonymous alt R&B trio of childhood friends from London. They put out a song on the 16th of April featuring R&B singer Lucy Park. The single is called Gorillaz, that's with a U and a Z, and the artwork pays homage to the Gorillaz, that's with an O and a Z, with their self-titled debut album.
Perfectly timed.